them in the summer, because they'd be on the mountain up in the valleys. Or like, for instance, we'd start, say, over there in the spring, and then about 4th of July, they'd go up in the valleys and stay up there till about the 1st of September. Then they'd come back to Diamond Mountain and stay there a couple of months. And then as winter started, then they'd come and go out to the Badlands. Uh-huh. And they'd stay in the Badlands for all winter. And they'd come back on Diamond Mountain for a couple of months. And they'd go back and start all over again, just a rotation. But he'd butcher these beef. All the hind quarters and send to them, and the sheep men, they, or the sheep herders, they always wondered how come the beef had so many front quarters. You can see how the old barns was falling down. See that building there used to be over there back in the house, and mother used it to wash in. She had a washer. You'd have to carry water from the tap or else from the canal and heat the water on the fire outside the building and put the water in the washer.
Did you have any other buildings that were outside of the house?
Well, there's just that old garage right there. That's all. Well, there was that building and that old garage.
What about an outhouse?
Anyway, this the old grain room, it always used to be full of grain. That was hard work when you had to try it.
Yeah.
I remember the old steam engine. They'd bring over here, and along the road was just dirt.
Uh-huh.
And over there, about a half a mile, it was kind of sandy. And sack. Then they got to where they were using wagons, hauling it out of the field and thrashing it off the wagon. They only had one thrash machine in town, so to start with, they had to go all over the valley and thrash the grain that way. Then they got a couple of them. They got combines and all that sort of stuff. They have to get up before daylight.
What time? Like,
they'd have breakfast in the morning at 4 o'clock. Mother'd have to get up about 2 and start cooking breakfast, and then they'd come and eat at 4 o'clock. And then you'd have to go out. If you had your horses out in the field, you'd have to go out hunt for them because you couldn't see them because it'd be too dark. And then they'd thrash all day until after dark.
What time did they get home?
Well, there was a guy that owned the thrashing machine and probably 2 of his helpers had just had their beds and went right along with the thrasher.
Lots of work.